Of all the reasons that California voters are angry at their governor, the car tax may be the biggest. As he dealt with the budget crisis, Governor Gray Davis tripled vehicle licensing fees earlier this year. And in a dramatic display of timing, the first bills arrived in voters' mailboxes this week. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
Revoking the car tax has been the battle cry of the Republicans during the recall race. Frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll wage war on the tax, cutting it immediately if he's elected. To drive the point home, at a recent rally in Costa Mesa, he dropped a huge wrecking ball on an Oldsmobile labeled the Davis tax car.
Hasta la vista, baby, to the car tax!
But the real front lines in the battle over the car tax is at the Department of Motor Vehicles. And what a line it is. On this recent afternoon, more than 50 people wrap around the outside of the DMV in Hawthorne, a working-class city southwest of downtown L.A. Jerome Barnett, a house painter, is paying nearly $300 for his car tax and says that's wrong.
Not right at all. It's not. It's the governor's fault. They can find some money somewhere else and just go on and do things right. We wouldn't be in this predicament we in now. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. It's wrong.
He says he hasn't voted in years, but he's heading to the polls on Tuesday to recall Davis. Davis supporters say it's unfair that the governor is taking the blame for the tripling of the fee. The car tax bill was actually passed in 1998 and signed by then-Governor Pete Wilson, who now co-chairs the Schwarzenegger campaign. Under the law, if the state finances fall into the red, the tax is supposed to be triggered back to 2% of a car's value. Davis tried to pass other tax increases to close the state's $38 billion deficit, but he couldn't get those past powerful Republican legislators. Democrats like Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg say if a Republican replaces Davis and rolls back the car tax, local governments will lose $4.5 billion. And that, she says, means as many as 13,000 firefighters and police officers could lose their jobs.
That's the worst case scenario. I admit that. But if it isn't 13,000 or 15,000, what if it's 5,000 and you dial 911? You want someone to respond.
She says the increase amounts to an average of $10 a month per motorist. And she notes the largest bills will go to the richest car owners. But every candidate in the race is rallying against the tax, even Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who wants to cut the fees for cars valued at less than $20,000. He says he'll make up the shortfall with other taxes, mainly on cigarettes and alcohol.
And I've also said that if the legislature was unwilling to propose and to move this proposal through, that I would take it, all of it, to the voters.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll repeal all the tax, but says he'll do an audit before deciding where to cut. His Republican rival, Tom McClintock, has the most detailed outline, trimming what he says are bureaucratic excesses.
I believe that that is the most abusive tax on the books. It is on a necessity of life. Not a penny of it goes anywhere near our road, and I seek its abolition.
But most voters seem less concerned about the candidate's fiscal fixes than just getting the tax repealed, and that doesn't bode well for Davis. At this Ford dealership in L.A., John Fitton was shopping for a brand new $40,000 SUV. He says he could kick himself for not closing the deal before the tax went into effect on Wednesday. He's a Democrat, but he says he's leaning toward recalling Davis.
My initial feeling was that I was not in favor of the recall, but after seeing the impact of this ridiculous automobile tax, I'm thinking about it right now.
He says he'll make up his mind on Tuesday. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.